Hello everyone, good evening, Lady Artist Leslie. I wanted to come back today and do an audio on your purpose. I did a Facebook Live the other day, probably around, what time did I go on? I think I went on about 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, maybe even later than that. But it was only a few of you on, and we actually had a good time. We kind of just laughed, and you know, I kind of gave everybody questions and answers to do, and so it was more personable where I was talking to the people that were on the line that day. And so they kind of got a personal one, and I didn't get a chance to hit a lot of my notes. So I just believe that the Lord led me down a different path, and I was able to really mentor and coach the ladies that were on that evening. I asked them questions, they answered. And so that was a little bit of a different type of video. So I felt led to delete that one, and I said I will just go ahead and do another audio, and I'm going to hit some very important points that I didn't even get to the other night. And so this will be for those of you who actually was on the live on Tuesday evening, and also for those of you who did not get a chance to view the video, and I do apologize for that. So here we go. Tonight we are going to discuss how pain produces purpose, and how every single one of us, if you are breathing, you have a purpose and a calling on the earth. And so I started off and I was talking about myself. I gave my testimony of, first of all, what I did. And so everyone, we already know, once you graduate from high school, or once you come out of college, or once you come out, whatever educational background you have, that is the first start of your purpose. So the first part of the purpose I want to make sure you all understand is finding your purpose is a lifelong pursuit. Okay, you're not going to be 10 years old and you're walking around saying, I know my purpose. You're not going to be graduating from high school and you're like, okay, I got my diploma, I know my purpose now. You're not going to graduate from college and say, I know my purpose. That's not how purpose works. What happens is, first of all, I'm going to go over two questions for you that you will be able to ask yourself to start to define and hone in on exactly what your purpose is. So before I get started on my testimony, let me read Proverbs chapter 19, verses 20. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20, and I'm reading out of the English Standard Version. It says, many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. So many are the plans in the minds of a man. And that is so true. I can think about so many things that I wanted to do, or so many things that I tried to do. And I'm sure if you're listening, there are so many things you tried to do or that you wanted to do, and it either didn't work, or, you know, we just have so many plans. We start businesses. We start all type of stuff. So just over the last few years when I was coming out of doing hair, I was trying to find other things to do except preach. I mean, because I'm just one of those people who preaching was the last thing. Ministry was the last thing that I wanted to do. So when it came to purpose for me, I was verse 21. I was the person that says many are the plans in the minds of the man, because I wasn't necessarily really wanting to do what I was purposed to do, what God was calling me to do. And so, you know, and the reason why I want to emphasize that, because it's so many people that chase ministry. It's so many people that chase the microphone. It's so many people that forget about cleansing and purging and getting themselves cleaned up. I was more worried about me. The last thing I wanted was to go help somebody else, because I wanted to help me first. So I'm not saying I didn't want to help people. It was just that during those years, my concern was, Lord, help me. For some reason, I'm making bad decisions. For some reason, you know, I can't seem to stay in a relationship. For some reason, I keep choosing the bad men. For some reason, I. And so I got my focus off of other people and what I can do for them. And I said, Lord, teach me how to fix me and rescue me first. So that was the first part of my finding my purpose, was I had to find me first. And so once I found myself, the second part of my purpose was making sure I was able to minister to my children. I wanted to make sure that my girls were going to be productive citizens in this world, that my girls were going to know the Lord, and that no matter which direction they decided to go in, if they departed, they were going to come back, because that's what the word says, to train up your child in the way that they should go. But so many Christians get caught up in wanting to go to the nations and wanting to witness to everybody else except for the people in their homes, the people that they are, that God trusted them with. If you are a mother and God trusted you with having children, your first calling, your first ministry, your first purpose is to be a mother. And so I talk about seasons in life. And so if you're in a season where you are a college student, now your purpose may to be on that college campus. You may be able to talk about Jesus on the college campus, because no, let's not get it twisted. Most of our purpose is about spreading the gospel. The Bible says in Matthew, I think it's 28:19-20, it says, "Go ye therefore and make disciples." So there is, you know, when I was a child, I was a Jehovah's Witness, and I was knocking on doors since I was age 5. From a purpose point of view, I was witnessing, but I wasn't witnessing the truth. So that's why I said this is a lifelong pursuit, because I was witnessing. Because remember, your purpose is geared towards you talking about the gospel. So make sure you write that down. I want you all to understand your purpose is not about you. Your purpose is about you fulfilling the vision that God has for you, for him in this world. But he's just going to use you to get it out there. So if you have a purpose to tell others about Jesus and tell others what Jesus has done for you, if you don't get your life right, you will never, ever get a chance to walk in purpose. So do you see where I'm going? If you get yourself together and say, "Boy, I know if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, where would I be?" And you may be, let's just talk about a young lady that's in college. And, you know, maybe she was adopted, or, you know, her parents gave her up, or she had some parents that was on drugs and, you know, somebody blessed her and was able to get her in school. Now, her purpose for while she is in school during that time, while she's getting her education, is to talk about Jesus and say, "You know what? I used to be so bitter. I used to want to commit suicide. I used to want to just, you know, give up on life because my mother abandoned me. I don't know who my father is, but boy, one day this lady came up to me and she told me about Jesus and I gave my life to the Lord." So I just want to talk to you today about what the Lord has done for me. Are you saved? Have you given your life to Christ? And if they say no, so my point is, that's a college student. That's somebody who's in school doing what they're supposed to do by getting an education because of a passion that they have or something that a gift that God has given them. And they're in school talking about Jesus. But guess what? It's a lot of people who don't do that. So after I got out of high school, I went to beauty school. I was nowhere near ready to be talking about somebody about Jesus. So walking in my purpose when I was 22, 23 years old was not even in my mind, because I was still trying to find me. I was trying to find artists. I was trying to find out who I am before I even discovered what my purpose was. So many times we are putting the cart before the horse. We haven't even really discovered who we are yet. We haven't even really discovered life yet in order to talk about it. So I'm in beauty school and I'm hanging out with the girls and all that kind of stuff. Now, what if I did go in there talking about Jesus? And talking about, you know, have you given your life to the Lord yet? But I'm just as raggedy. I'm going to the clubs with them. I'm going to after five. I'm going to the what they call those places that you go after work and have a drink and eat the chips and dips and all that. I mean, that was not a time for me to be talking about that. So during that time of my life, I am still working out my soul's salvation. I'm still trying to make the truth my own. I'm still trying to study myself approved and get myself cleaned up enough to be able to walk in my purpose, which is doing nothing but telling other people about Jesus Christ and what he has done for you. So another part of our purpose is, what do you enjoy? What do you enjoy doing? I had a coaching call with one young lady, and she told me, she said, because her question was, I want to find my purpose. I want to know what I'm supposed to be doing. And I asked her, the first question I asked her, I said, well, what do you enjoy doing? What do you like to do? And she said, I would love to be a flight attendant, and I love doing yoga. She told me those two things, and you may be listening right now, but she told me those two things. So guess what? We honed right in on two things that she really enjoyed. She really has a passion, and she would love to be a flight attendant because she loves to travel. And the second thing was, she loves yoga. But her concern was, I don't know if I'll make enough money with being a flight attendant. So we worked that thing out so well where she can still go and be a flight attendant and do yoga on the side to make the income that she is going to be making. But there's so many other things involved in it. She'll be in doing something that she enjoyed because she will be flying. She'll be getting free airfare. She'll be able to fly all over the world. So look at all the perks that comes with that. So again, part of her purpose could be the fact that with her personality, with her beautiful smile, with her knowing who Jesus is, with her working on her her character through this coaching program and getting to know the Lord so much better, she may be on the plane, and there may be somebody on the plane very, very sad and having a bad moment. And her purpose at that time, because she's walking in her purpose of being a flight attendant, maybe will be to witness to that person. Well, do you know Jesus? Well, you know, I would love to invite you. Oh, why don't you go to church? Find a local church in your area. I mean, so everything doesn't have to do with pulpit. When you are walking in your purpose, it doesn't have to do with, I got to be inside of a church building preaching the gospel. No, your purpose is, you are walking in something that God has gifted you to do. Some of you are health specialists. And I know one of you who's listening right now, probably you're a health specialist. You talk to so many people who, the reason why they eat so much, they're depressed. They got all these other issues where you're able to witness to them. You're able to share your testimony with them, and you're able to talk to them about Jesus through your expertise as a health coach. So I hope you all are understanding where I'm going with this and what am I saying. Now, there's some of you, there is a different calling. So the Bible says that few are some are called, but few are chosen. So there's a special calling to those who call to the pulpit, because you have your pastor, you have your teacher, you have your evangelist, you have your gift of prophecy, you have the apostle. So you have all these other titles that is a much higher calling, that as you are walking out your purpose, that you will know if God is calling you to even a higher place, such as a minister. That means we need, because the body of Christ cannot operate, churches cannot operate without ministers and elders and deacons. So your calling may be, your husband's calling may be to be a deacon. Your calling, we got some ministers. Your calling may be to be an evangelist, which is to preach the gospel, which is to tell the good news. And generally, evangelists go and they go out and tell. Evangelists don't generally pastor. They don't shepherd. They go out and they tell and they talk about the good news. They bring people into the church. They bring people into the kingdom of God. That's what an evangelist does. So you will also know if that is what God is calling you to do as well. As you study to show yourself approved, as you cleanse yourself of the things that God is telling you, I need that to bring glory to God. I can't have you still sleeping around and still talking about me, because now you're being a hypocrite. Now you're showing people that's the God that you serve, I don't want to serve that God. So you got to make a decision. Do I want to walk in my purpose or do I want to continue to walk in my own will? And your own will is generally when you're out there just doing what you want to do and you're in sin and you haven't made a decision yet to commit and submit to your all to God. The moment you'd say, I give my all to you, Lord, you will be able to start the process of walking in your purpose. After being a hairstylist for 25 years, I never thought where I would be today would be where I am. But I'm telling you, you take one step, God is going to continue to lead you right where you need to go. You don't have to rush. You don't have to manipulate God. You don't have to try. All you have to do is continue to do what God is telling you to do today in this season. And before you know it, you're walking along the path that he has called you to walk in, trusting in him, leaning not on your own understanding, acknowledging him in all your ways. And watch, he will direct your path. You will hit the target. You will get exactly to where God wants you to be. Okay, the second question is, what does the world need? What does the world need? See, so you got to ask yourself, what do I do that I can offer the world? Do you want to start a nonprofit organization for high functioning adults? The world needs that. That is a purpose. That is a calling. That is a gift. I couldn't even imagine doing that. I couldn't even imagine working with high functioning adults. So that has to be something that God put in certain people to be able to do. So you take that and that becomes your purpose. And what you do is you add to it, talking about Jesus, talking about the gospel, talking about healing, talking about how God can change your life. And I don't care how high functioning or low functioning or any kind of functioning anyone is, Jesus can do it for every last one of us. They can even walk in their purpose and calling. So if you are working with high functioning adults, then teach them what they're called to do. So, I mean, it's such a vast, this is the thing. Don't try to copy and do what somebody else is doing. Find your lane. Find out what God is calling you to do. But like I said, if you just walk the path that you're on right now as we speak, if you continue to walk that straight path, you will be able to walk smack dab into exactly what you're supposed to do. You're just going to know. And I say that because that's how it happened for me. I just knew it. God was shutting doors. He wouldn't allow me to continue to do hair. He started, he just shut it down. He just shut it down. And when he shuts stuff down, he'll open up something else. All of a sudden, I start getting calls for this and I start getting calls for that. And I married a pastor. So those are the type of things I'm telling you, God will do it. God will do it. So again, let me say this part, and this is a very good point. When you're helping people, but you don't enjoy it, then it's a hobby. It's not a calling. See, I enjoy helping women. I enjoy helping people find out who they are. I enjoy helping women letting them know that without Christ, sis, you can't do this. I enjoy letting them know that they're powerful, that they're empowering, that they're just amazing. I enjoy boosting women up and letting them know how fabulous and amazing and beautiful they are. And you know, the first part of my purpose is I was making them beautiful on the outside. And as God continued to work with me and my inner and cleansing and purging me, he allowed me to now teach women how to be beautiful on the inside and out. So I enjoy what I do. So that's how I know that I'm walking in my lane, I'm walking in my purpose, and I'm walking in my calling. And then when it comes to relationships, most of my struggle in my adult life from the time I was 18 up until I, married my husband, my struggle has always been relationships. And so you can't talk about relationships if you haven't gotten that area in your life controlled and gotten it it worked out. You can't go tell somebody how to have a good marriage if your marriage is not good. You can't tell somebody how to stay married if you barely staying married. So God wants you, it's like you got to walk out your full process before you can go and be somebody else's answer. Because that's what purpose is. Purpose is you're an answer to somebody's prayer. And so find the lane where you're able to say, okay, I've accomplished in this area. You know, I'm not overweight. I have a lean body. I'm healthy. I eat healthy. So now I can go and help other people become healthy. You know, it's all kinds of, I mean, we can go through a list and list and list of things that you can pick and choose that you want to do. And you may do more than one thing. You may have one in this season, and then the next season you done picked up something else, because God just have a vast. We have a church. And I do life coaching. I do mentorship. I'm a relationship expert. But yet at church, you know, it's a whole nother thing. We talk about deliverance and Jesus and making people whole. And so it's a vast when it comes to God and what he wants you to do and everything. So I hope I'm making myself very clear. Again, calling is a process. Your calling forms out of many small experiences, typically over several seasons of your life. Be patient with the process of discovering your calling. Make sure it aligns with what is true of you in your passions, your spiritual gifts, and your strengths. You may need to grow in these areas. The goal is to discern that your calling is definitely in the wheelhouse. It somehow should relate to what people tell you you are good at and experiences that you want to keep doing. So I don't want you to go out here and be trying to do something that you've never done before. You know, you got to go out here and try to figure out that's not your purpose. It's generally something that you're already doing, something that that you enjoy, something that you love. Being an entrepreneur is part of a purpose. It's a lot of people out there that they may not be huge in the gospel, but I mean, come on, think about the guy, I don't know the man's name that owns Facebook. That was his purpose. His purpose was to make sure that he sat there in his college dorm and he made Facebook. So people want to make purpose always about, it's not always about church. It's not always about church. Purpose also goes, Barack Obama, he was the president. That was his purpose, was to serve for 8 years. It was Michelle Obama's purpose to stand by her husband's side for 8 years at the White House. God called him to that place. So our purpose is vast. The more you grow, the more you get to know you as a person, I'm telling you, your purpose is going to bloom. You're going to hit the target. You don't have to worry about it. Just walk out your process. Allow the Lord to keep on cleansing and purging you. You will hit the target. Trust me when I tell you, you're going to hit the target. Like I said, I had no idea what my purpose was. And the more and more I kept hungering and thirsting after righteousness, the Bible says that he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. And the more and more he filled me, the more and more my desire was to serve him. And my desire was to tell people my story. And my desire was to glorify God. And my desire was to talk to people about him. And so that's what I started doing. And he started opening up doors for me to just do it in a completely different places. Okay. So as I close, I want to just encourage you, never try to walk other people's journey. Be yourself. And be true to who God has made you to be, because every person's journey is different. Again, don't go to Facebook and allow Facebook to distract you. Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and all those different social media outlets. Don't allow those things to distract you because you're seeing somebody else being successful in what God called them to do, but that's just where they are. They've worked hard to get to that place and they've made a decision. I'm submitting to you, Lord. You're going to show me. Pray, fast, get in God's face and say, Lord, show me exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And Lord, if I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing right now, continue to sharpen me, continue to allow me to do this even better, to continue to make me focus where I don't allow anyone to distract me in doing what I'm doing right now. Do whatever you're doing right now, do it well, because if he can trust you with where you are now, he'll definitely be able to trust you when he take you to the next level. Because each and every one of you that's listening to me right now, you will not be where you are for long. God is going to continue to take you higher and higher and higher. And also, last but not least, our purpose that we must not ever forget is connections and love. The Bible says that in our love your neighbor as yourself. So this is another thing we do. We're so busy telling everybody they can't be around us. Oh, I don't do people, or I don't do women. I don't do men. You know how we all do. I don't do this and I don't do that. Well, guess what? If you're going to walk in purpose, you have to do people. So part of you heading to your purpose is learning how to do people, learning how to love people where they are, learning how to love people to life, learning how to be kind and gracious and merciful and non-judgmental. That's all a part of getting to your purpose. God is like, okay, no, you ain't ready yet. You still mean. You still judgmental. You still talk about people behind this back. You still gossip. You still this. You still that. God's like, you're not ready, because I'm going to need you to love people, because the people that I'm going to be sending you to, they're going to need you. And if you're pushing them away saying, I don't do people, you're going to end up not being able to walk in your purpose. So guess what? It takes work. It takes work on ourselves first before God allows us to work on other people. That's good right there. It takes us working on ourselves first before God allows us to work on other people. So sharpen your axe on working on yourself. Create, ask the Lord to create in you a new heart, to renew a right spirit in you, to develop your faith, your trust. If you don't have a church home, find a church home. Get involved in your church. Join. Don't just show up to church on Sunday and just say you went to church. No, it's about being in a part of the body. It's about knowing your pastor and your pastor knowing you, and getting involved, become an usher, a greeter, whatever that church needs. That is a part of purpose as well, serving your local assembly. Remember that. Find a church home. That's a part of purpose. When you can be in the house of God and loving on your other brothers and sisters, because you never know when somebody come to church and they just need a hug and they just need love and they just need somebody that'll just tell them that they're beautiful that day. That'll tell them that they're going to make it, that God is up by their, on their side. You may just be that person that show up at church on Sunday and say, you know what, sis, it's going to be all right. That you walking in purpose, because you lifting up Jesus. You're telling somebody, you're helping somebody smile that day. That's purpose. But the more you work on you, the more you want to help other people and you want to love on them and you want to be a part of a local assembly and share and all those different things. So anyway, that's it for this subject on purpose. If you have any questions, please ask, please comment, please email me and let me know. I know I probably was kind of all over the place, but I wanted to hit those few points and just to piggyback off of what we already talked about last week. And let me know if you all enjoyed this subject. Thank you. I love y'all. Let me just end in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, Lord, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I thank you that every single person that's listening to this message right now, Lord, have it go down into their heart, their mind, and their soul. Have them dig deep, Lord God, and start to ask you questions like, what is their passion? What is their purpose? And what is their calling? Lord, teach them, first of all, that it's time for them to trust in you with all of their heart, not lean on their own understanding, Lord, and acknowledge you in all their ways, to continue to create in them a clean heart and renew a right spirit in them. Lord God, allow them to get rid of anger and bitterness and hurt and pain and all the things that weigh us down from walking in our purpose and walking in the things that you have called us to do, Lord God. I thank you that you're opening up doors, you're opening up jobs, you're opening up businesses, you're allowing these women to be able to walk into areas that they have been praying for, Lord God. If it's a job, open the door today, Lord God. So we just thank you now. We honor you. We praise you. We lift up your name, Lord. You said if we continue to lift you up, you will draw all men. Lord, continue to draw. Continue to draw joy, peace, love, long-suffering, and patience, Lord God. I just thank you. I praise you. I love you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, ladies, I love you all, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.